The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today's reading is from Rufus, lectures 2, 7, 1 through 2. And if you're wondering who's Rufus, I've never heard of him before. That's because I don't think I've quoted him before. This is one of Epictetus's Rebbe, would be the best way to say it. I don't quote him much because I don't read him much. I don't own a physical copy of his lectures. I just have a copy on my Kindle, which I rarely consult. I mostly see him referenced in other Stoic writings. But this one was quoted by Ryan Holiday in the Daily Stoic last week and got me thinking. So this is a one-liner. He says, "The human being is born with an inclination toward virtue." I'll say that again. The human being is born with an inclination toward virtue. Now, if I asked you, does Judaism agree or disagree? Then I don't know. I don't know what you would say. My gut reaction would have been Judaism disagrees. Okay. And I would have quoted you the pasuk that Hashem says prior to the Mabul, V'chol Yetzer Machshavos Libo Rak Rakol Hayom, that the inclination of man's heart is entirely evil all day. Right? Or I would have quoted to you the pasuk after the Mabul, which I now have to open up because I didn't plan on quoting this. See, I'm getting better at not planning these things. I think. We'll see. This is after Hashem accepts Noach's korban. Yeah. That of Yarach Hashem as Reach Anicho, Hashem smelled the pleasant aroma, so to speak. V'yomer Hashem alibo, and Hashem said to himself, Lo osiv lekala od es ha'adama bavur ha'adam. I will no longer continue to curse the earth because of man. Ki yitzer lev ha'adam ra minu rav, because the inclination of man's heart is evil from his youth, etc. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So I would have said that, right? Then I was thinking about it, and I recalled a sforno that I read as part of my saga of Cain Shir last Wednesday, which blew my mind, okay? Not because it was a new idea, but because it was a radical new interpretation of a familiar Chazal. Okay, so let me start off by reading the Chazal. So this is in Talmud Bavli, Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, starts on Amud Aleph at the very bottom and goes into Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, so Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yitzro shel Adam misgaber alav b'chol yom. So the inclination of man's inclination overpowers him every day, or threatens to overpower him every day, however you want to say it. And then it quotes the pasuk I mentioned, Shneamar, as it is stated, V'yar Hashem ki rabba ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz. Hashem saw that the evil of mankind was great upon the earth. This is right before the flood. V'chol yetzer machshavos libo rak ra kol hayom. And the entire inclination of man, of the thoughts of man's heart, was only evil all day long. And that's from Bereishis Vav Hei, Genesis 6:5. Okay, so seems bad. Okay, your yetzer hara, your inclination overpowers you every day. Then you have the statement that is the one that I was familiar with. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So Reish Lakish said, Yitzro shel Adam misgaber alav b'chol yom u'mevakish lahamiso. Man's inclination overpowers him every day and threatens or seeks to kill him. As it is stated, Shneamar, as it is stated, Sofer Rasha Latzadik u'mevakish lahamiso. So this is in Tehillim Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis, Psalms 37:32. The wicked one looks towards the righteous one and seeks to kill him. Okay, so Reish Lakish is interpreting that figuratively, that it's not talking about a literal evil person and a literal righteous person. It means the evil one within man looks towards the righteous one within man and wants to kill him. And then here's the line. The Ilmale HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'ozer Lo, Eino Yachol Lo. And were it not for the fact that God assisted him, meaning assisted the righteous one in you, Eino Yachol Lo, then you would not be able to overpower the evil inclination. Shneamar, as it is stated, Adoshem lo yazvenu biado v'lo yarshienu bishafto. So this is as it is stated in the next pasuk, Lamed Zayin Lamed Gimel 37:33. Hashem will not abandon him in his hand, v'lo yarshienu bishafto, and will not allow him to cause wickedness in judging him. Okay, I'm not exactly sure how to translate that. I'm sure that it's subject to debate, but we don't really need that for our part. Okay, so that's Reish Lakish's sentiment, basically, is that your yetzer, your inclination, overpowers you every day, threatens to kill you, but were it not for the fact that God helped you, you would not be able to defeat it. Now, I've heard this quoted in a number of shirim, and the way I usually hear it quoted is that you need a special hashgacha in order to defeat your Yetzirah, that God, you know, you need a special divine providence, and were it not for that, then the Yetzirah, the inclination would be too powerful and we wouldn't be able to defeat it. Now, I'm not saying that that's not true, but what I am going to present is something that I think is a more mature understanding of what that means, and that's from Sforno. So Sforno is commenting on Bereishis, on Genesis Dalad Zion, okay, 4:7. Okay, so this is in Hashem's speech to Cain, okay, after his korban, his sacrifice was rejected. So in one of the most confusing psukim in the creation account, then we have here. So he says to him, "Halo im teitiv seis v'im lo seitiv lepesach chatas rovetz ve'ilecha teshukaso ve'ad hatim shalbo." Okay, so many, many ways to translate this, but so Sforno is going to translate this as, "Isn't it true?" So halo im teitiv. Isn't it true that if you improve atzmacha, yourself, v'tishtada lihios gam ata l'raton, and you also strive to be to find favor, to be in line with God's will, se'es. So he learns se'es as prominence. Okay, he says rum hamala v'hahisnase. So prominence and exaltedness of your state, rovitz lefanecha umuchan shihiyeh lecha. So prominence will be like crouching in front of you, ready for you to own it. Okay. So Halloween Tetiv says, he's translating as, isn't it true that if you improve yourself, then prominence will be waiting, crouching in front of you. Vim lo seitiv, but if you do not improve yourself, lepesach chatas rovetz, sin crouches at the door, at the opening. Okay. Which he says here, gam kein hachatas muchan lefnecha. So sin is also crouching for you, okay, or in front of you. Muchan. Oh, I just lost my place. Muchan lefnecha. It's ready before you. Kitosiv achatasacha pesha. You will add upon your unintentional sin, willful sin. Shekach darcho shel yetzer hara. That is the way of the evil inclination. That you start off unintentional and then it becomes intentional. Ve'elecha tishukaso, and towards you will be its desire, v'ata timshabo, but you may conquer it. Okay, so this is the part that I want to focus on here. So what does Sforno say? Okay, let me read the whole pasuk again before we do Sforno, just to set it up. So isn't it true, Halloween teitiv se'es, isn't it true that if you improve yourself, se'es, then prominence will be ready for you to take, okay, to reclaim. V'im lo se'etiv, and if you do not improve yourself, lepesach chatas rovetz, sin is crouching for you, ready for you. Ve'lecha tishukaso, and towards you will be its desire. Ve'ata timshubo, and you may conquer it. So Sforno says like this: Ve'lecha tishukaso, towards you is its desire. Kitifne elav lemalos tavosav, for you will turn towards it to fulfill your desires. Ka'amram zichron livracha. So he quotes our Gemara, as the sages say: Yitzor shel adam is gabar ala b'chol yom, that the inclination of a man overpowers him every day. Ve'ata timshubo, and you will conquer it. You may conquer it. Biyadcha, so Sforno says, biyadcha lihiskomim alav b'tzelem elokim. It is in your ability to rise up against it with the tzelem elokim, with your intellect. Kamram, as the sages say, v'ilmale hakadosh baruch hu ozro eno yacholo. If it weren't for the fact that God helped him, then he would not be able to defeat it. Shnemar, as it is stated, Hashem lo yazvenu biyado. Hashem will not abandon it into your hand. Okay, so. So this is the radical interpretation here. So Chazal said that the Yetzer Hara threatens to kill you, overpower you every day, and if it weren't for the fact that God helped you, you would not be able to conquer it. What does it mean that God helps you? It means that you have a Tzelem Elokim. It means that you have an intellect that God gave you to help you. So it's not talking about a hashgacha, about a special divine providence in terms of externals, that God will arrange the world in such a way or intervene in such a way that allows you to defeat your evil inclination. No, it means that God gave you a Tzelem Elokim. He gave you the intellect, and the intellect is what helps you to defeat your evil inclination, okay? And that's what it means, that if God didn't help you, if God didn't give you an intellect, then you would not be able to defeat your evil inclination. Now, I could go on about this for a very long time, especially in the creation narrative, Because that is exactly what led to the destruction of mankind in the flood, that lo yadon ruhi badam b'shagam hu basar v'gomer, etc. That God saw that man's intellect would no longer be able to rule over him, and that's why he had to bring the flood. Otherwise, mankind would basically descend to the level of animals, and that would be an irreversible thing. So God wiped out mankind. Okay, but we're not going to go there right now. We're just going to focus on this idea. And when I said that this is not a new idea, it's just a new interpretation of that chazal, what I was referring to is what is quickly becoming my favorite halacha in Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam, which is in Sefer Hamada, Mishneh Torah, Sefer Hamada, Hilchos Tshuva, Vav Hey. Okay, so the Halacha 6.5, which you can remember, by the way, because it's the same Pasuk that was just quoted, okay, in Breishi 6.5. Okay, 6.5. So this is in the chapter where the Rambam, in chapter 5, the Rambam presents the principle of free will, and then in chapter 6, he goes through all of the psukim, or not all, many of the psukim in Torah which seem to undermine free will or contradict free will. So one of the psukim he quotes is this pasuk from Tehillim, Chaf Hei Ches through Tes, so 25:8-9, which says, he says, Umahu Zesh Amar David, what is this that David, that King David said? Tov V'yashar Hashem Alkin Yorech HaTayim Badarach Yadrich Anavim B'mishpat V'yilamit Anavim Darko. So what did David mean when he said, Hashem is good and upright, therefore, he instructs sinners on the way, he guides the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. So the problem here is not the fact that it says God is good and upright. The problem is it says he instructs sinners on the way, guides the humble in justice, and teaches the humble his way, which seems to imply that God is intervening to put the sinners on the right track. Okay, so is that not a violation of free will? So the Rambam gives two answers, okay? And we will be concerned mostly with the second one, but the first one also fits into this paradigm here. So, Ze sheshalach lahem nevi'im. This refers to the fact that God sent prophets for them. Modi'im lahem darchei Hashem u'machzir nosan l'bishuva. Who give them knowledge of the ways of Hashem and return them in teshuva, in repentance. So, that's saying that how does God instruct sinners? Not by intervening with their free will, but by sending prophets who teach them to do tshuva. Okay. Who teach them God's ways and help them do tshuva. Okay. But this is the next one that we're concerned with. Furthermore, shenasen behem koach lilmud ulahavin, that God gave them the power to learn and to understand. Shemida zo b'chol adam, that this principle, this behavioral principle, this trait, this pattern of behavior is in every person. Namely, shekolz man shehu nimshach b'darchei hachachma v'hatzedek, the more a person is drawn after the ways of wisdom and righteousness, mis'ave lehen v'rodif osan, he desires them and chases after them, pursues them. B'hu she'amru chachamim, this is what the sages said, ba'al letaher mesayin oso, that one who comes to be purified, he is assisted. So what does that mean? Kolomar yimtza atmo ne'ezer al hadavar, he will find himself assisted on the matter. Okay, now again, this, I had a similar aha moment when I first realized what the Rambam was saying here, in the same way that I did with the Sforno, that people quote this Chazal all the time, that Habala Tahir Messiah, so that if you want to be become purified, then you will be assisted. And I think a lot of people learn that to mean Hashgacha, divine providence, in an external way, that God will arrange things so that you can continue on the good path. But what the Rambam says it means is that God gave every person an innate desire to be drawn after wisdom and righteousness once he makes that decision. So if you have a part of you that seeks out wisdom and justice, and the more you involve yourself in that, the more you nurture that part of yourself, the more you will naturally desire it and follow it. And that's what the Rambam means that God helps you, that he instilled this drive in every person. Okay. So now if you look back at Musonius Rufus' statement that the human being is born with an inclination toward virtue, and ask yourself, does Judaism agree? The answer is yes. Okay. And the thing is man was also born with an inclination towards vice, not just virtue. We have a Yetzer Hara, an evil inclination, and we have a Yetzer Hatov, a good inclination. The evil inclination is what draws us to the world of animalistic physical desires rooted in fantasy and imagination. But we have a Yetzer Hatov, a good inclination, which is the inclination associated with the Tzelem Elohim, with the part of us that the intellect that seeks truth and is drawn to wisdom and justice and righteousness. And that is something that God gave us to be able to, that's how God helps us, according to the Rambam and the Sforno and Chazal there. Okay, that is it for today's episode. If you have gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Alternatively, if you'd like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor a day's or a week's worth of content, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.